The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. The air smells like snow melt and water is moving in the ground, which is to say, water is moving under the foundation of my house and the sump hole at the back wall was full this morning. I have a pump for this purpose, not used since the hole dried up last spring. Bending over it as the little motor rumbled up, I felt a happy whoosh of gratitude for the mechanical world that lasted as long as it took for a volcanic stream of water to hit me in the face. The hose. What did I do with the hose? What was I doing last summer when I pulled off that hose, the one that carries the water from the top of the pump to the drain? I remembered feeling lucky, clever, when I pulled it off the pump and it fit just right to do what I needed, but when? Where? What? An hour or so later, I remembered, got the hose, pumped out the hole, and thought about how it had been a while since I was in touch with my friend David. He's the one who brought me the pump after he saw me bailing the hole with a dog food can. He's the one who helped me build just about everything that's beautiful in this house. He would think the jet stream of water in the face was pretty funny. I wondered how I could get his new email. Oops, his email quit working because he died a couple years ago. A decade or more before we became pals, he tripped, stone drunk, at a party and landed in a literal pit of fire. Teetering on his knees in the flaming bed of coals, his first thought was, "If I'm ever going to stand up, I'm going to have to put my hands in this." "Debriding," he said. "That's what it's called, what they do to you. They can't knock you out enough to make you not feel it. They're used to the fact that you'll scream. They have to scrape off all the dead and dying tissue a couple of times a day, and about when they finish, it's time to start again. If there was a way I could have died then," he said, "I would have. It's so painful, they won't start doing it if they don't think you're going to live." He never would have lived if there hadn't been an ex-Vietnam medic at the party who wrapped him in saran wrap and blankets, stuffed him in a car, and raced him to town. "Albumin," he said. "That's what they smear on you. Egg whites. It's the first thing your body has to make to cover where the skin is burned off. The Nazis figured that out." He loved the engineering of what they rebuilt, the tricks of plastic surgery that fashioned opposable buds of thumb from a remaining hand bone and strips of his back and butt. He talked with his hands, his phantom hands, cigarette wedged between the stubs. The way he aimed a bony carbuncle to point at something was a dare for you to admit that you wanted to check out those flippered stumps and see how they worked. From behind the wild white beard and the skin grafts and what's left of his teeth, he talked like he was drunk, even when he wasn't. Sometimes our conversation rambled into the snipes and mistreatments we'd received in the world, and no matter how hurtful someone's behavior, he'd rasp in bewildered amusement, "People do things like that. They really do." That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.